Coach Strong, he played a huge role in just me becoming a pocket passer and just a pure quarterback. When I first arrived at the University of Louisville, I wasn't starting. I was second on the depth chart. I told Coach Strong, hey, I want to play wide receiver just so I can get on the field. And he told me, no, hey, I recruited you as a quarterback. You're going to play quarterback. And that right there, it just meant a lot to me knowing that he didn't just take the easy way out and satisfy me. And it's played a huge role in my success just from a per pocket quarterback standpoint.
Teddy, do you believe that you're the best quarterback in this draft and the Texans draft?
Oh, yes, no doubt. I feel that I'm the best quarterback in this draft. And I'm not just going to sit up here and just say it. There's obviously actions that have to back up these words. And, you know, I'm just confident in myself and my capability of just to be able to play this position. And I'm just going to go out there and prove that I'm the best guy.
Teddy, what do you think it is that separates you from the other quarterbacks
here? The biggest thing, I think, is my accuracy. Now, this past season, I was able to complete 71% of my passes. And my third down passing completion percentage, we're pretty much off the charts. My pocket presence, I'm a competitor. And each day I go out there, I'm eager to learn, remain a student of the game. And I think that right there just separates me.
Brigham Young, outside linebacker, Kyle Vandeweghe.
No, I won't be throwing, but I will throw at my pro day. And I will be running, though. I will run here at the combine. The biggest thing was just me being a perfectionist, and I just want everything to go right. And whether I'm taking a five-step drop and the guy's not at the top of his route at the time, I just want to have that chemistry with the guys. And I tend to look at it from a pro standpoint. When you're throwing in the offseason, you want to be with your guys to have that time and that connection. So that was the biggest thing. Oh, yes, sir. It was a huge focus. And I put on about 9 pounds. I was 205 pounds when I finished the season at the University of Louisville. I've been working hard with my eating habits, my weight room, lifting, and everything.
Is that thought that you take more wear and tear in the NFL?
Can't repeat that.
Is the thought being that you need to be bigger because you take more wear and tear in the NFL?
Oh, yes, no doubt. And I just feel that to play this position, you have to have durability. And I just want to prove that I can put on that weight, and I am one of those guys who can last a full NFL season.
Teddy, a lot of the analysts believe you are the most NFL ready. You could be a week one starter, but Johnny Manziel, you're getting the most attention. Do you feel like you're being underrated right now?
Well, I actually don't pay any attention to what's going on right now. All I do is control what I can control, and that's how hard I work each day, continuing to play at a consistent level, at a high level, and I just control the things that I can. Yes, and I just feel that the system that I played in at the University of Louisville, it just prepared me for some of the things that an NFL quarterback has to do nowadays with making the checks at the line of scrimmage, sliding the line protection, IDing the mic, getting the offense in and out of the right plays, signaling hot routes to wide receivers. It's just something that it shows how much trust that the coach had in me, Coach Watson, and I'm glad that he put that trust in me. Well, hopefully I'll relieve all doubts with my size. And I know that I still have more weight that I can put on. So each day I'm still going to work hard, continue to add even more weight.
How about your hand size? Tell me a little bit about what football means to you.
Football means everything to me. And I started playing organized sports when I was about 5 years old. And from the first time I picked up a football, I told myself, I want to go to the NFL. And it's a way for me to just relieve everything. I lay it all on the line each day. I go out there and play the game. It's just I have such a passion for the game that I can't even describe it. Yes, my mom, she's a huge inspiration to my not only my life but to my playing, my athletic career, because there came a point in time where I wanted to give up sports. And when she was diagnosed with breast cancer, I was at the age 14, and I was ready to just give up sports just to take care of her, because I felt that was my purpose in life. God had called me to stop doing what I'm doing to take care of her. But she told me that, God has blessed you with your talents. Use them to the best of your ability. That's why each day I step on that field, Nothing bothers me because I know that what she went through, nothing compares to that.
Princeton defensive tackle Karan Reed.
Oh yeah, I know that. I know he's from Penn State, and he coached Tom Brady back at the Patriots, and he's a great coach, and I'm eager to meet him and talk to him. That was a great game. You know, it went back and forth. I think we jumped out early in the game, and one turnover just sparked a run for those guys. And, you know, Blake, he's an awesome guy. You know, he's a big body, strong arm. You know, I'm a big fan of his from just watching him and playing against him. It gives me a ton of confidence. Because those guys have had success early in their careers. And that just shows me that, hey, you don't have to wait 5 years down the road. You can come into this league and make an immediate impact, not only to your team, but to the National Football League. And that right there just speaks volumes.
Teddy, your hand size has been a question. How do you convince teams that your hand is bigger?
Well, simply by just completing the football. You know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter about your hand size. It all only thing that matters is
the
ball getting completed to wide receivers. And I feel that with my accuracy, my arm strength, my decision making, you know, the hand size shouldn't be a factor.
But if you're holding a ball in cold weather, like you might have to play in if the Browns draft you, is that going to be a factor?
Not at all. I played in cold weather at the University of Louisville. And if it gets too cold, I've been able to put on a glove and throw with the glove, and I've had success doing that. No, sir. I started wearing a glove when I arrived at Universal Louisville.
So you wore them every game from Louisville?
Yes, sir.
Have you met with the Jaguars
yet? Yes, sir, I did.
How did that go?
It was a great meeting. And a lot of energy in the room. The general manager was in there. The owner was in there. And I was up on the board talking football to those guys. And it was a great feeling.
Did you meet with the Browns yet then?
No, sir. I haven't met with the Browns yet. Yesterday I met with Oakland and Jacksonville, and Oakland, it was a great meeting also. Everyone was in there from the owner to the general manager and head coach, office coordinator. No, it was a great meeting. A lot of energy, a lot of smiles, laughs, and I was just able to be myself. And that's been my biggest thing, just proving to coaches who I am as a person. You know, they've watched the film, they study who I am as a player, but it's all about getting in those rooms and establishing a relationship as a person, and I feel that I've been doing well doing that.
Do you have much interaction with Johnny Manziel, and what do you
Arizona State.
Oh, Johnny, he's my guy. I met Johnny last summer out in Oregon for one of the Elite 11 events, and we were out there, we were mentors, and that was our first time meeting. And ever since then, our relationship has clicked. Around here, Johnny and I, we've been talking, and we've been discussing things about, you know, future plans and college football. You know, whenever you get around you guys, you love to talk about what you did in your past and everything. And Johnny, he's a great guy.
Some people say that you're obsessed with football.
Oh, yes. I eat, sleep, and breathe football. There's not a moment that goes by that I'm not thinking about football. And, you know, whether it's I'm playing a game, practicing, watching film, even on a video game. And a lot of people ask me, what do I do on a video game? I call it taking virtual reps. You know, each day I'm just trying to. So, yeah, each day I'm just out. I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to outwork my opponent, outsmart my opponent, and just try to be the best quarterback that I can be. No one has told me what level they want to see me at, but at one point in my career when I was at the University of Louisville, I was up to 222 pounds, and I had an oral procedure done, and it set me back. I couldn't eat for 2 months, and that was a period when I lost most of my weight. So I just want to get back to that range, 220, 225 range, and just feel good.
When was that?
My sophomore year at the University of Louisville.
Do you have a hard time putting on weight?
Not at all. No, I've just had to get back adjusted to just eating the right foods and everything and controlling my eating habits. I used to have an open bite. I forgot the name of it, but I used to have an open bite. And they did a procedure where they had to break my jaw and everything so that they can straighten my teeth, and now I have an even bite. Well, just every play. Because I try to perfect every play, whether it's in the check game, checking into the right play. You know, Coach Watson, he was a coach who graded every rep from the time I was a freshman. And each year I continue to just progress. From my freshman year, from throwing 12 touchdowns to 14 interceptions, or to my sophomore year, throwing 30 touchdowns to 8 interceptions. And then my junior year, throwing 31 touchdowns to 4 interceptions. I've always just made strides to try to get better each and every day. And I remember one pass. We were playing against the University of Cincinnati my sophomore year. And I was in the pocket, and everything had broke down. We had ran a double move route on the outside. Damian Copeland, he ran a nice takeoff route. I stepped up in the pocket, threw the ball off my back foot about 55 yards down the field, and that throw right there just told me, hey, I may be ready. Well, I just play with the teams that are on the game. There are some great quarterbacks. There are some outstanding quarterbacks in this league, and I just pray that one day I'm good enough to be at those guys' level, and I just play the game with those guys. And I try to copy some of the things that they do in real life and try to apply it to my game also. And even on the video game, I'm just a competitor. So the video games are so advanced nowadays that you see the defenses that you'll face in real life on those video games. You see offenses that teams are really running in the National Football League or in college football. And you just can apply it to the video games, apply it to the way I play, and I just try to get better each day. Well, like I said, I try to take something from each guy. Each guy in this league does outstanding things, and each guy is different. And I just try to take something from each guy, whether it's throwing mechanics, pocket presence, arc and pace on the ball, just those little things. I would have to go with my former University of Louisville native, Johnny Unitas. And I just feel that Johnny, no, I wasn't around to watch him play, but I've heard great things about him, and I just want to have a successful career, that the type of career that he had. Can you repeat that? What was your favorite play in the playbook? I can't tell you the name of the play, but it was a deep horizontal concept, and basically a Dino concept, and it was good enough to beat any coverage, whether it was a pressure, I can get the ball out fast, adjust the protection, or if we needed a big play, long yards, third down, third and 12, we had an inside fade with a diagonal route. It was a great play, and I've had huge success throughout my entire career since a freshman running that play.
Your agent is from Houston. Is that a coincidence that they have the number one pick?
Yeah.
And what has he told you about the city?
Well, Kennard, he's a great guy, and he's very genuine. From the first time I met him, he walked in and told me, hey, look, you don't need me. I need you. So, and that's the type of relationship that I want, someone who's willing to, do great things for the player and also for me as a person. And that relationship, he's told me some great things about Houston. But, right now, our focus has just been on training right now. And, whatever happens will come down the road later. Well, I've always been a goal-oriented person and a goal-driven person. And from when the time I was being recruited out of high school, whatever coach that came to recruit me, I told him, hey, look, I want to be on a 3-year plan. I want to become a starter as a freshman, be all-conference as a sophomore, graduate my junior year, and be out the door. And I just looked back, and I weighed my options, and I looked back and I asked myself, was I able to accomplish all of those goals? And as I looked back, I was. I have my degree with a degree in sport and administration from the University of Louisville. I was a 3-year starter, won a BCS game, and won conference player of the year. So as I look back, I told myself that I accomplished everything that I wanted, and it was time to go. I don't create myself because I don't want to overrate myself, and I don't want to underrate myself. So I just play with the guys. I'm a huge Peyton Manning fan. With the things he does, Russell Wilson, just some of the greats in this league, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Tom Brady. The list goes on and on, and I try to play with every team because each team is different. Each team has a playmaker, whether it's a wide receiver, a running back, a tight end, and the teams have great offensive lines. So I'm just a competitor, and I'll line up with any team and just compete.